an unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect Dharma is rarely met with even in 100,000 billion kalpas. Having it to see and listen to remember and accept, I vow to taste the truth of the Tathagata's words. Good morning. Happy New Year. Gotta be better. So I wanted to talk about one of my favorite koans. Yunyan sweeps the ground. It's from the Book of Serenity. As Yunyan was sweeping the ground, Dawu said, "Too busy." Yunyan said, "You should know there is one who is not busy." Dawu said, "Well, if so, there's a second moon." Yunyan held up the broom and said, "Which moon is this?" "Too busy." "Well, you should know that there's one who is not busy." "If so, then there's a second moon." "Which moon is this?" So that's a funny exchange. Then again, it's something else. I'm sorry, I forgot to put the clock out. You know, I'm a little distracted with a being that's just on the other side of this door.
People listening to this recording, the being is a dog.
A needy dog. And she seems to be put a bed, one of her beds, just outside the door. And she seems to be managing. And I don't want to speak, I'm speaking way too soon. So, Yunyan was sweeping and minding his own business, and Dawu sort of came upon him and said, "Hey, too busy." Did he mean to start something? I don't know. But Yunyan reminded him that there was one who was not busy. And then Dawu said, "If so, there's a second moon." So what is that about? And I'm sure he wasn't talking about, what is it, Saturn? I think a number of the planets have more than one, but we only have one. However, as is often the case in this kind of thing, it's those kinds of remarks are often, and this one is a reference to something that they would have both been familiar with. And it's another exchange about two moons. And the point is that from here to there, it's all moon.
There isn't any not moon, just as there's no not Zach. I am Zach. I am moon. So, the one who is not busy is all moon. It's in that realm. Where there's not any thing. And yet, within each of us, there is that not busy. And the broom, of course, was both busy and not busy. And I love that response. If so, what moon is this? Smart ass. Who is that one who is not busy? How do we express that one? How do we be that one? How do we be not busy? Trying doesn't work. Turning away and touching, neither one of those work. And it is our practice to take care of that one who is not busy, to be that one who is not busy, to allow that one who is not busy, to get to know that one. And I think often that getting to know that one can be kind of scary. Because the one not busy is not me, mine. The one not busy isn't wanting, isn't hoping, and it is both me and not me, and I don't want to. I don't want to just know it intellectually. I don't want to get stuck on the emptiness side. You know, and say, "Oh, it's all moon or no moon. There's no me. There's no you." Mel is not dying because Mel is not Mel. Well, bullshit. I mean, not that's true. That's true, but so what? You know, I have to live here. And I think that I need to get to know the one not busy in my life. I need to know And I'm sorry I'm talking about it in terms of I, but I don't know, there's no other way to say what I'm trying to say. Of course, it's impossible to say what I'm trying to say. There's... And it is I, and it is not I, but I, this one here that lives in the relative world, I want to know that one. I want to be the one who is not busy all the time. And I fail. However, that is a way of describing my intention, and I think our intention, the intention of practice, and that what you get in touch with often during a sesshin, when you've been sitting a lot. When the self-concern drops away. And willingness arises, not a willed willingness, but an allowing willingness arises. I notice it when I'm sit sesshin by the second or third day. There's a calmness. My mind is no longer kind of reaching for things and searching for things and grasping and avoiding and planning. I can just sit. If at the end of the day, I might sit on the couch and have a cup of hot water. And I just sit. Just sit on the couch. And I imagine that you have your experience of this kind of thing. Is that the one who is not busy? Come from that one, life is different, it's easier. Who is my not busy? Maybe better to ask Mel's question. He says, don't ask who, don't ask why, ask how. How is my not busy? How do I encourage you to play with that one? To be with that one? This one. I think this is better than that, because this is intimate. That's over there. This is real. How do you play with her? How do I play with her? How do I just let her play? Let her run. This is, I don't know that I'm talking about something I started saying, I don't know that I'm talking about something joyous, and then I didn't want to say that, because I don't know that that's true. And then I started to say, well, I don't know that it's playful, and then I thought, well, I don't know that that's true. I don't know. The one who is not busy. It's one. I mean, of course, there's some sense of the universal, but there's some sense of my participation, of my one who's not busy, my being not busy. And that's something to know viscerally, right? I mean, the one, with a capital O, the absolute, with a capital A, I can have some sense of that. But to some extent, it's intellectual. So how do I get to know mine? It's so hard to talk about this. I don't want to be thinking in terms of me, mine. But you have to say something. I'm trying to point at something. They were pointing at something. Or at least whoever recorded it and wrote it down for us 1,000 years later, 2,000 years later, 1,500 years later, whatever. Thought that there was a point to it. When they actually had the exchange, they just may have been playing. I don't know. Who is the one who is not busy? That's always present and always available to you. How? How is it available? What is that? In a funny way, it's my accepting the fact of no me. And that process is the one who is not busy. My no me is my one who is not busy. You can breathe. You can exhale into the one who is not busy. You can notice the busyness. Notice the busyness and feel it. And in that process, motivate yourself to let go of it, to not hold it so tight. That's part of the how. Noticing how busy we are, always trying to get something or to protect ourselves. We're very busy. And from that mind comes reactivity. The one who's not busy doesn't need that stuff. So I wish for you, my New Year's resolution on behalf of you, presumptuous as that is that you put your intention on that one who is not busy for this year. Who is that? How is that? So much of our conscious mind is the busy one that we forget. We forget the quiet. We forget the open. We forget the sweet. We forget the loving. We forget the connection. We forget the compassion. These things arise naturally. The playfulness arises naturally. As long as we don't get in the way. But this is, and this is a great mystery. How can I be merry with my own story of my life and my life experiences? And at the same time, how can there be a Mary who is not busy? How can those two both be true and not in any absolute sense, but a Mary who is not busy? How can that be? There is a one who is not busy, but, and it's not separate from me. And it's not some airy-fairy thing, some ephemeral thing in the sky or the sky itself. It's right here. Dushan, in a different koan, is ill, and a student says, is there one who is not ill? And Dongshan says, yes, there is. And the student says, does he take care of you? And Dongshan says, he lets me take care of him. But still, it's in terms of I take care of him. I'm sick, he's not sick. But he's not talking about it. So this is the great mystery. How can I be me in the relative world, but also there be a me that somehow empty of own me? I know it in small doses. So I don't know your experience of such things, but I think it was a useful thing to remember that there is one who is not busy, and that one is your friend. It's not just beside you, it is in you. And how can you become intimate with it? How can you allow it to be intimately you? It's a good thing to chew on. So that's what I have to say about the one who's not busy. What do you have to say? Steve?
I find inspiration to look for the one who is not busy, who is me or within me, however you say it, by interacting with my cat. I don't think my cat is ever busy. Sometimes it's active. Sometimes she's hungry. Sometimes she's sleeping a lot, because cats do sleep a lot. And all those things, though, she's just doing what she's doing. And I really don't see all the baggage that I know is in my head. I'm sure she's got some of that, but it's, I do think she's much more wholehearted than most humans and most animals are. So that's when you said play, that immediately came to mind, play with it.
Lisa?
You know, it's interesting. I know that this is not, I'm going to risk taking a very, very literal, understanding of that con about just being busy, you know, like literally busy with all the stuff that I have to do in my life. And I know that it doesn't exactly, it's not exactly that, but I just want to say that this last week, I'm not busy because I'm on supposedly vacation. And I thought that would be really luxurious and wonderful. And because I've been busy for a year without, I haven't had a break with all the teaching. And I've been finding it really hard. And almost like I feel depressed because I can't find, and I what am I supposed to be doing? I need to, but I don't want to do anything. But what should I be doing? But I don't want to do anything. And I think there's something very threatening about it. But when we were in Sesshin, it's different because when we were in the practice period and when we were in Sesshin, of course I had tastes of that. But it felt like, well, it's inside this sort of space of Sesshin. Mm-hmm. So I can let go and just, okay, I'm just not going to be busy now. But without that space, it feels really threatening or just really just not, I don't know. I'm having a hard time with not being busy.
Yeah.
Because it means like everything that my little me, the other me, the other Lisa is supposed to be doing is suddenly called into question. Like, what is all that?
It's all grist for the mill, I'm sorry to say. It's also, I don't know if this is useful to you, but when you've been very active and goal-oriented, you know, not in a bad way, but just, you know, I have to do this and I have to do that and this, and the parallel for me that I think of is studying for the bar exam. For 3 months, I did very little else. And then it was over, and I thought I would be so happy. And I was not. And it turns out that's very common, because I didn't have the same container. And I didn't know, sort of, okay, so Now what do I do? And I found out that most of my friends from law school were feeling the same way, and then that helped some. But I think that that's part of it. But it's also that that's how we're trained. You know, you're supposed to be doing something. You're supposed to have some goal, even if you're supposed to be having fun, Lisa.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be relaxing. Well, anyway. Yeah. But I mean, it's like you're you're having a really good opportunity to see how busy your mind is. Mm-hmm. I am sorry.
Well, it's not, you know, I'll, in 2 weeks, I'm going to go back to the busyness again. So
right.
I have 2 weeks to like figure this out.
Best of luck figuring it out. Kate?
Good morning. I love this topic. The first thing that occurred to me is the last couple of days I have been kind of really been aware of the fruits of practice in some ways. I've been grateful for, because I've noticed a couple of times, I mean, usually when I'm preparing dinner, I'm thinking about eating dinner. Or when I'm laying out paints, you know, like mixing color or something like that, I'm thinking about where it's going to live on what I'm painting. And there's some element of, I got to get this done so I can get to the good stuff, right? Like, I need to cut the vegetables so I can eat the vegetable stew. Or I'm always ahead, you know? I'm often ahead of my activity. And the last couple of days, there have been times where I haven't been. And I think that's the one who is not busy. I think. I don't know. But there is this sense of ease that I have not felt a lot in my experience of living. And it's very wonderful. And I want to hold on to it. And I don't, you know. So I'm very happy to have you talk about this so that I can read that koan again and think. Each year on New Year's Day, I try and set intentions for myself in a bunch of different ways. And part of it is my practice intentions, and I have studio intentions, and then we have, and I haven't done that quite yet. I mean, I did it, Sunny and I do it for our household and travel and stuff like that. And so it's nice to have this as a grist for the mill, so to speak. So thank you.
Did you notice I wasn't in a hurry lifting? Anyway.
Yes, we all noticed.
I associate being busy with being in a rush. I'm always in a rush. Be it walking the dog, in part so he doesn't stop and smell every freaking shrub and everything. But the other night we had bagels and lox for dinner, and I was finished before Becky was done creating her masterpiece with the capers and the tomato. I'm like, bagel, cream cheese, lox, and I'm done. And I can't help it. I'm sort of a fast eater. And I don't know why, but I am. But in terms of, I think it's maybe from like at work, always having too much to do kind of thing. But speaking of that, I think busy is another thing we can add to the list of it's all in our head. Sometimes, at least I know myself, I create the sense of busyness. Like, oh my God, I don't have time for everything, or blah, 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 which is half the time is BS. It's just like a bad habit. So I was thinking about Mel's thing about how, and one thing that popped in my mind is Kinhin. Kinhin is deliberately slow. That seems like a really good practice for busy people. Just almost overcompensating and doing things slowly. See how that feels and see if it makes the situation better or worse. I think it probably makes it better all the time. So anyway, that's just New Year's rambling, but I'm thinking about it. I think that's the lesson. Thank you.
You remind me, you talk about being busy, you remind me of the white rabbit from Alice in Wonderland. I'm late for a very important date. I'm late. It's a useful image of me. So, Dana, do you want to say anything? Okay. So, Doan person, whoever, you know, this time it's Kate, but whoever, I think you should leave the chant to open and close. In other words, the unsurpassed. The Doan should be the one to say that out loud rather than me. And I may not have just thought of waiting long enough. I don't know. Please.
Okay. An unsurpassed pinnacle.
That's the beginning one. The end one is being surpassed.
Oh, sorry. Beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Delusions are...